Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bradley was totally justified in a decision he made. A decision, by the way, that was broadcast on multiple secure screens at the Pentagon and Fort Bragg, and that hundreds of people watched in real time with probably dozens of JAG lawyers. So what the Washington Post said last week was a complete lie. They owe an apology to Pete Hegseth, and especially they owe an apology to Admiral Mitch Bradley. He is a highly decorated career Navy SEAL.
So you have Senator Tom Cotton there talking about the narco boat strikes, and he's saying not only the justification of what Pete Hegseth and the Department of War is doing, he says that those individuals who have been implicated in what is being referred to now as a hoax, that they deserve an apology. Let's bring our guest on, Senator Eric Schmidt, representing the state of Missouri in the United States Senate. Senator, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Good to be with you, Annie.
So give me your thoughts on the narco boat strikes. I get a lot of comments in our YouTube chat from our lefty friends who spend their afternoons with us. And a lot of them are assessing the fact, saying we don't even know that there are cocaine on these boats. These could be just innocent fishermen out there that we're bombing out of the water.
Right. Ernest Hemingway carrying in his big marlin. That's all that's happening. It's all.
And in comes Pete Hegseth. Yeah.
The legal justification here is 100% accurate. 100 out of 100 times from a legal perspective, the president has the ability under his core Article 2 powers as commander in chief to take them out. Here's kind of how it works. Congress has delegated the authority to the chief executive, the president, to designate terrorist organizations. President Trump has done that. He's designated these cartels as terrorist organizations. The president then indicated to Congress that he was going to initiate these strikes against narco-terrorists on the high seas, because what's happening is they're no longer coming across the southern border. They're now in the Caribbean on their way to the United States, and he's notified Congress he's going to do it. Barack Obama never did any of that kind of stuff, by the way. He's notified he's going to do it, and he's doing it. We've had briefings all along the way. I reviewed the 40-plus page Office of Legal Counsel memo noting the historical and legal precedent to do it. Now, Our friends on the left may have a policy objection to this, right? They may not think we should be doing it, but to pretend that the president isn't authorized under the law and in the Constitution to do it is wrong. So, again, the Democrats continue to find themselves on with their sympathy card with narco-terrorists and cartel members, not with the 100,000 Americans that die every year from the poison. So President Trump said, hey, we're going to have our interests in the Western Hemisphere will be respected. We're not going to allow you to bring these drugs in through these high-speed boats that you're using, and so we're going to blow them out of the water. They're on notice. There's legal justification, and it's just kind of that simple. There's really not a lot of debate about it, except the Democrats just want to churn chaos. They want to be controversial all the time, and everything's illegal, yeah. Even though it's not illegal. That's really what we're dealing with.
We're speaking with Senator Eric Schmidt here on the Annie Frye Show. We played a clip a little bit earlier with speaking with one of your predecessors in the Senate, Jim Talin. We were talking about the narco boats, and we played this clip from Congressman Adam Smith, and he said that it's absurd that the Trump administration is treating cocaine like it's a weapon. Is it that simple? I mean, is that an oversimplification of what's happening here?
Yeah, look, yes. And I think that they don't like it. This is the same guy. And I followed him on This Week with George Stephanopoulos this week. He was on before me. They've lost the argument. Like, if you remember a week ago, they were saying these were war crimes. And they're not. So they backed away from that. So they didn't. It's not the second strike. It's really the first strike in this particular instance that they have a problem with, because they don't want President Trump to go do this. This is the same party that threw open our border, and the cartels, literally, when I was down there as attorney general, we went to the border. The cartels own every square inch of what comes into the country by way of the southern border, and then lanes of distribution once they're in the United States. These people don't mess around, right? And so President Trump shut that off. Now they're going by, like I said, by way of the high seas. So I guess he could call the poison that kills 100,000 Americans not a real threat. I think that it is. And many of us know friends, cousins, family members, neighbors, people we went to school with who've died from fentanyl overdoses. And we've had a lot of people talk about it for a long time. Fentanyl that's, you know, laced in cocaine overdoses. Now, fentanyl does absolutely drive the overdose deaths in this country, but not by itself.
Yeah.
And we have a president, again, that's kind of focused on the Western Hemisphere and American interest, as opposed to sending troops overseas to build a democracy in the sands of the Middle East through the barrel of a gun like we've seen over the last 30 years.
Senator Eric Schmidt speaking with us here. You know, I think about this administration so far, just being not even 25% through his second term in office. There's so much action taking place. There's just a ton of talking and pontificating, and watching Joe Biden for 4 years, everything they did was kind of finger in the wind. What's the best political move next? President Trump seems to be taking a lot of action without care or concern what the folks like Congressman Smith are going to say. He seems to be principled in his understanding of what the problem is, and he's willing to go root it out and take care of the problem at the source. And he's met enormous legal challenges from it. Talk to me a little bit with your great experience of understanding the court systems and how, you know, states can try to sue or local courts try to push back against a lot of the different policies of this administration. And then it gets up to the Supreme Court. We're going to see the Supreme Court apparently pick up that actual conversation on the merits of the birthright citizenship, the 14th Amendment. What about the legal challenges against this administration? They're willing to still act.
Sure. And by the way, honestly, kind of the subject of the book that I wrote, The Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left in Court, really what we were doing when I was attorney general against the Biden administration was fighting the excesses of an administration that wanted to do things that the law didn't allow, right? And we were largely successful, whether it was on the COVID shot, the mandate on that, or the student loan debt forgiveness case, those sorts of things. They were trying to expand the authority, even though it didn't exist. Really, what President Trump is trying to do is to enforce the laws that we currently have on, like, just say, take for example, immigration. And as these cases, you know, the news might get peppered with a lower court victory for the left on this, but as they've made their way to the appellate courts and the Supreme Court, the Trump administration has been very successful in winning. John Sauer, who's the Solicitor General of the United States, winning those cases. He was mine when I was Missouri AG. I think they have like a 24-2 record as it's made its way to the court.
It's wild.
A lot of those are going to continue to play out. The birthright citizenship case, for example, that'll get heard next year. The framers, or I should say, the authors or the drafters of the 14th Amendment never intended this to be for people who weren't loyal to the United States or came here. The 14th Amendment really and the that provision was meant to address the sons and daughters of freed slaves so that they would it was ensured that they would actually be citizens when they were born here. It was never mean to mean, for example, which you could take to the logical extreme here is if an invading army came and the wives of, let's say, somebody from another country, and then they had a child here, it was never meant to be the conquering soldiers' kids were somehow U.S. citizens. And that's the same argument that the left will make here, is that, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the circumstances. If you're born here, that's the only thing that matters. That's never what that was intended to be. So that's going to be heard next year. But you think, you look at these deportation cases, President Trump has been successful. You look at him trying to peel back the authority of the federal government by firing people because he's the chief executive, or, you know, winding down, you know, some of the 40% of the hires we had under the Biden administration. Of course he can do those things. So whether it's on personnel and immigration, which have been kind of the two big hotspots on the legal front, President Trump, by and large, has been successful, and I would expect that to remain the same.
We're speaking with Senator Eric Schmidt here on the Annie Frye Show. I'm curious, if the Supreme Court were to rule and say kind of the argument that you're making with the original intent of what that 14th Amendment was supposed to mean specifically in the time frame of slavery and all of that, and not mean that we could have an anchor baby system that we have right now. Does that become retroactive? How does that become implemented when it's been the case for so long?
Yeah, my guess is that it would probably be prospective. You know, that would be an issue for the court. And, you know, the Roberts Court typically is an incrementalist court by and large. That's his tendency. So, you know, who knows what they might do on that. But I do think it would be an important precedent to establish because this has never really been litigated in the way that it's being litigated right now. There was a case way back, you know, over 100 years ago that, again, has been built out to mean something that it was never intended to mean, and certainly the 14th Amendment. So we'll see. That'll be, you know, a big ticket item in next year's term. But again, President Trump, by and large, has been very successful in his agenda. And he was pretty clear about it when he ran and he was elected a year ago. He's going to take on illegal immigration. He's going to take on, you know, we hear a lot about now these issues of affordability. Of course they matter to people, but you got to remember the disaster that the Biden administration left, right? Like,
yes,
you saw skyrocketing prices on everything. Homes were twice as much to get into a home as they were when he came into office. The average age now of a first-time home buyer because of all that mess is almost 40 years old. Like, so it's going to take a little while to unwind it. I think we're headed down the right path here. The middle class tax cut that we did this summer, the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. Once that stuff actually goes into effect, people are going to have more purchasing power. We've got a secure border now. We're much stronger on our national defense. There's a lot of things, I think, now with the runway heading into next year, people are going to be able to see in their daily lives.
Well, one of the main topics that came out of the government shutdown, the Democrats tried to shut the whole thing down because the healthcare system in this mess that they installed is a mess, and they want to throw more government dollars at it, subsidies to fix an unaffordable health care system. Now we find out today, Alex Miller from Fox News reports that Senate Republicans unveil plan to replace Obamacare subsidies with health savings accounts. President Trump says he wants to give the American people the money and let them make the decisions. What's the Senate Republican force going to do here for Americans who want a better health care system?
Yeah. So what you got to remember is, so Obamacare was enacted when Democrats used the unusual method at the time of reconciliation, meaning only needed 51 votes. Because if you remember, the 60 vote threshold, they thought they had it. But then Ted Kennedy died. The state of Massachusetts sent a Republican to stop it. So then they went through reconciliation, did Obamacare. These COVID bonuses that are really the subject of discussion. So about half of 1% of people receive this subsidy that was the Democrats wanted to be temporary. So if you made over 400% of the federal poverty level, there was a subsidy then. So there was no cap. That's really what's expiring at the end of this year. So Democrats have tried to conflate this to all the premium increases are because of that expiring. No, all the premium increases, 200%+ that you've seen since Obamacare came into effect was because the Democrats have a terrible policy with Obamacare. No cost, you know, reduction at all, expanded coverage, lots of fraud, but people were dropped from their good employer plans for some terrible bronze plan that they got stuck with. So what are the Republicans offering as an alternative? Democrats are going to just try to extend those COVID era subsidies that they again said should expire. What we're going to do is talk about actually having that money go to people instead of insurance companies, because those subsidies, Annie, they go to insurance companies.
Right.
So like if you have some broker that signed up, 40% of them, by the way, that were signed up, never used the plan. A lot of people never even, because there's no premium, they didn't even know they had it, or there's ripe with fraud. Like they just did a recent sort of test case on this. 97 out of 100 fraudulent people that didn't exist were able to sign up for this plan. So there's so much fraud. It's so wasteful. So it's a mess. What we're saying is give the money instead of insurance companies, give that help to people with a HSA account, meaning they can control where they purchase insurance from. That's what's the missing piece of all this has always been, is consumers were totally cut out of the equation, right? There's no transparency. People don't get to choose anything. It's sort of foisted on them by government and they usually don't like it. And oh, by the way, it's, you know, multiple times more expensive than it was just a few years ago. So we're going to have that debate and we'll have probably dueling plans here. We'll see what ultimately happens. But Republicans do want to offer solutions here. But I think it's important people remember what a disaster Obamacare has been for working families.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really a bipartisan. I think fixing the healthcare system is way beyond 80-20 issue for the most of the American people. Before we let you go, you mentioned John Sauer has a 24-2 record or something in his court cases. And I was going to make a college football playoff joke there, but I had other real questions that I wanted to ask you beforehand. Like, he's probably not getting in the playoffs either. Our household is a Notre Dame household. My husband said should have beat Miami and then he wouldn't have to worry about the bias in the system. I got to hear what Senator Eric Schmidt thinks about the playoff system for college football.
No, it needs to be expanded. Like, so actually this NIL issue is going to come before Congress, because essentially there's been these lawsuits. They've been resolved by the courts, but ultimately Congress is going to have to weigh in and potentially give antitrust exemption to some governing body to set the rules, right? Now, here's my take on it, is that this system has actually allowed insurgent programs like take Ole Miss, take Mizzou, to kind of take on the blue bloods, who could, like Nick Saban, he could stash four deep at quarterback, stash four deep at middle linebacker and hoard a lot of the talent, and a lot of other teams weren't able to access it. Now with the transfer portal, teams like Mizzou, think of Wilson, who was one of our speed rushers on the outside, right? We were able to get him from Georgia. He made a huge impact.
Yeah.
So it has allowed, I think, a greater diffusion of talent in college football. It makes it more interesting, which is a good thing. There probably ought to be some kind of limits on the number of transfers, you know, how many transfers, how many times you can actually transfer, some things like that. But ultimately, the revenue that's coming into college football is only going to grow. That's a good thing. I love college football. I love SEC football. I think that's a good thing. But if you're going to have that diffusion of talent now, you ought to have a bigger field so that more teams can actually make a play. So whether I think they're going to go to 16 next year anyway, but you probably ought to have a situation where maybe you have 24, maybe have more play-in games. So it's less of a beauty contest, right, by people sitting in a room selecting this thing, and kind of more play-in opportunities where more teams can compete, because you do have legitimately teams that are 15, 16 teams out that could maybe make a run and win the national championship. Notre Dame's included in that for sure. I think their biggest challenge was, and I grew up as a Catholic kid in St. Louis, like Notre Dame, but when you lose to Miami, it makes it hard, right, in the head-to-head. But I think if you expanded the field a little bit more, you'd have more competition. I think it makes it more fun. The revenue goes through the roof, because truth be told, college football for athletic departments now really funds all the other sports. And I do think we want to make sure we're protecting a lot of those other sports. As somebody that played college sports, including college baseball, I think it's just important to make sure you have a lot of people that participate, women's sports included.
Yeah, amen to that. And if you see him around, I blame Secretary of State Marco Rubio for his cabinet meeting comment. My husband was a little salty after that. So if Donald Trump and Marco Rubio got in there and got Miami in, I just want to say from us Notre Dame fans, shame on them.
Well,
other
Rubio,
than that, they're doing a great job.
Yeah, Rubio's a big Florida guy. His son actually plays for Florida, but I think he had to kind of say something about a team from his home state. That's
I like Marco Rubio so much that I was even entertained by his anti-Notre Dame comments in the cabinet meeting. He can't help but make you smile. Senator Schmidt, we love talking to you. Thanks for being with us. Merry Christmas to you.
All right, Merry Christmas, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, fine. Notre Dame's not in the playoffs. We continue to talk about it. I appreciate so much Senator Schmidt's willingness to come on here and really talking about the fearlessness that the Republicans have in thinking outside of the box. If you're paying attention to what this administration has done, there have been, in my estimation, maybe I'm paying more close attention because I've been watching the lead up to this for a long time, but it feels like we're thinking outside of the box. And like I said earlier, This administration has just acted. They don't really sit around and like wring their hands over the political fallout. I don't think they care.
And it's not in one particular area. It's not as if you said, oh, Donald Trump's going to be great on the economy. We're just going to elect him on that, or just immigration.
Find an area where he's not doing it.
He's doing stuff everywhere. As much as possible, it's full throttle all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Time.
Yeah.
That is why he was elected, though.
Because he's a doer.
To do things and do things differently and fix problems.
All right, let's take a quick break. 2 o'clock, Wiggins America? Do you have
That's
enough
to
fill?
You.
I don't know how good your content is today.
We could do it now or we could do it later.
Those are my options.
because I can do either one.
We're going to do it at 2:05. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about the YouTube live chat poll in just a minute. In today's political climate, what's more prevalent, malice or incompetence? We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.